Care not today what tomorrow will bring. Give sunshine or shadow or rain. Lord, I know we'll over it.
Living by faith.
None of my worries in vain. I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm safe in His sheltering arms. I'm living by faith. Arise, obscuring the brightness of light. I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at my throne. Oh, I'm living my faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding. I'm safe and I'm safe in His sheltering arms. I'm living by faith, yeah. I feel no alarms. I know that He safely will. He'll carry me through no matter what evils betide. Faith, brother, sister, I live in by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm safe in His sheltering arms. I'm living by faith. Some sweet day, our troubles will then be over. The Master so gently lead me away on the blessed heavenly shore. Are you living by faith, Sister Priya? Are you living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding. I'm safe and I'm safe in His sheltering arms. I'm living by faith, yeah. One more time, are you living by faith? I'm living by faith. Sister, shine down, Jesus above. Sister, dash, trusting, confide. Brother Fergus, Jesus, all I'm safe, you are safe, you are safe in His sheltering. Just hold to His unchanging hand, living by faith. And feel no alarms.
Let us pray. Lord, we are truly living by faith, Lord. We are not living by the things, oh God, that we see, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. You said faith looks to the unseen, oh God. And Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we are here, oh God, just praying that you would come and help us, Lord. At thy feet, Lord, is where we want to be, Lord, because at thy feet we can learn. At thy feet we can grow, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you help each and every one of us here this morning, Lord Jesus Christ, as we come to learn of thee, Father. Lord, you know, Lord, how I feel right now, Lord, so nervous and so, oh God, or fidgeting and all, but Lord, if you just come and help me, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, and it will just be of great help to us, Father, Lord Jesus, and to me, Father, Lord God. Father, you know, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, you said that even the weakest of Christians, Lord, when we come down to our knees and pray, that great things happen, Lord. Lord, I consider myself to be the weakest, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, as I come at thy feet, O God, praying that you would help me, Lord, I pray that you would please help me, Lord, and help us, Lord Jesus Christ, for in Jesus Christ's name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't mind, amen, we'll just read one portion of the scripture, Proverbs 30, verse 24 to 28. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 30, verse 24 to 28. Amen. Proverbs 30, I'll read if you're there. If you're there, say amen, please.
Amen.
Amen. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not so strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The locusts, they have no king, yet go they forth all of them by bands. The spider, they take it hold with their hands and is in king's palaces. God bless you. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I know so many of you are surprised to see me here this morning. Amen. I'm also surprised myself too. So that makes two of us. So you're surprised, I'm surprised. But the Lord is not surprised. Amen. That's the difference. Amen. And we pray that he would help us. So I'm just a spare tire here this morning. So I pray you pray for me. Amen. Amen. So, amen, for a title for today's Sunday school, if God will be our help, which I'm really praying that he is our help this morning, amen, I'll be looking at, you know, great wisdom from little things. You know, sometimes as human beings, we always tend to think about the big things, amen, the big projects we want to accomplish, the big things we want to do. But sometimes it's very funny how God creates the world. He makes the great things. He makes the little things. It is the God that made the elephant, right? So he is the God that made the elephant. He's the God that made the lion. Amen. And the lion, we consider the lion to be the king of the jungle. It's the same God that made the elephant, that a very big, massive animal. Amen. But it's still that same God that makes the ant. It's still the same God that makes the fly. It's the same God that made the locust, the spider, the conies. So he's the God of the big things. He's the God of the small things. Amen. This may make us, you know, to make you understand this better. Amen. Brother Abraham, when Brother Abraham was praying for the sick, amen, he prayed for great cases. Amen. Cases like nobles. He prayed for kings. He prayed for princes. He prayed for congressmen. He prayed for great people. Amen. But he also prayed for the little opossum. Amen. He prayed for little opossum. And the same prophet also, one time, he prayed for a fish. Say, little fish, I give you your life. Now, the fish was not a great fish. So you don't think about the fish of Jonah. No, not that kind of big fish. Eh? Abraham said that it was a bait fish, a little tiny fish. It is the fish you use to catch other fishes. But Abraham prayed for that fish and said, little fish, I give you your life. So Abraham said that God is concerned about the little things as he is concerned about the great things. So he's the God of the little things. He's the God of the great things. Amen. Abraham now further said that the problem is not the big things that we care or that we are thinking to do that is the problem. Sometimes we think that, okay, it is this big thing. When I get this thing, oh, then I will serve the Lord. Amen. You hear people say that, oh, listen, I have not served the Lord now. It's just because I'm waiting for 1 million euros. The day I have 1 million euros in my account, you will see me. I will serve the Lord. Actually, it's not true. If you don't serve God with 100 euros in your pocket, if you have 1 million euros, trust me, you will have 1 million euros problems. Because you will not like to drive the car that you're driving now, yeah? You would like to upgrade, huh? So with upgrade, cash comes with upgrade expectations of yourself. What am I trying to say? God is the God of the little things also. Bram said that it is not the big things that we want to do that matters. It is the little things that we leave undone that matters. Amen. So here, the title is Great Wisdom from Little Things. God in Proverbs 30 was telling us that there are four things which are little upon the earth. If you look at these things, you will see that they are so little that they can be despised. Amen. But the Bible said that these things that are so little, they are exceeding wise. So it behoves us to consider those things. Amen. Despite that we are great humans, we see ourselves to be the highest rank in terms of creation because we are the best piece of art that the Lord created. Amen. We are the highest of them all. Amen. But God is telling us that I know that I created you in my image. The ants may not have been created in my image. You are created in my image. You are like me. Amen. But I am telling you that there are little things that you should consider. Because those little things are exceeding wise. Now, what are those four things? Number one, the Lord said that the ants, he said they are a people not strong. The ants are not strong. But the Bible said that yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The ants are not strong. They don't claim to be strong. The ants are not like the elephants. The ants are not like the lions. But they prepare their meat in the summer. Why do they prepare their meat in the summer? Now you see that it is winter, right? The ants cannot go outside. When it's winter, the ants cannot go outside. You and I, it is winter, but you manage to find your way in church. Because you are humans. But the ants are not like you. They don't have the strength to go outside during the winter because they know that season will kill them if they go outside. So what do? They prepare all that they will need for the winter in summer. Amen. Remember, this same wisdom was the same wisdom that Joseph used in Egypt. Joseph told the Pharaoh that, listen, we are having our summer now. We are having a time of surplus, but there is coming a rainy day. We need to save for the rainy day. Hallelujah. So sometimes you think that we are so wise, but these things, God has embedded this wisdom in little things. Amen. So we need to save for the rainy day. And what did Joseph do? By that statement, Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt. And he helped Egypt to prepare for the rainy day. That when the famine came, when the great famine came, Egypt was the only country at the time that had substance, that had food. That even when the brothers of Jacob, of Joseph came and said that, oh, listen, we look at all what we did for you. He told them that, listen, the Lord allowed that to happen to preserve life. Why? It was the wisdom of the ant Joseph used. That, listen, in your time of surplus, save for the time that is raining. What does that also mean? There are times and there are seasons. It is winter season. Ants can't go outside. They prepare their meat in the summer. So what does the ant teach us? It teaches us about preparation. Brown preached a message called preparation. We have to prepare. For us to come to church, we have to prepare. For us to receive God in our hearts, we have to prepare our hearts. For us to receive more of God in our hearts, we need to prepare the heart. Yeah. Amen. That is why the Lord said that it comes with the washing of the water by the word to prepare the heart so that the heart can receive God. Amen. Yeah. For us to grow, amen, we need to prepare. Just like if you're a farmer and you're going to make your crop, you don't just go and just sow your seed just like that. You have to prepare the ground. You have to till the ground so that when you sow the seed will yield fruits. But if you don't prepare the ground and there are weeds there and there are everything there and you're also planting your seed there, your crop will not yield its strength. So what is the Lord teaching us from the ant? The Lord is teaching us that by the ways of the ant, we need to learn preparation. We also need to learn hard work because the ants are hardworking. If you look at some of the characteristics of the ants, They said that the ants can carry 20 times their body weight. The ants can carry 20 times their body weight. So just imagine, if I am weighing 70 now, multiply my weight of 70 by 20. Bro, I cannot dare it. I wouldn't even think about it. Do you know what they're saying? If I'm weighing 70 and you're multiplying 70 times 20, that you say I should carry that. Brother, don't do that to me. Huh? If you want to kill me, you can just kill me and don't tell me to do that. But not the ants. The ants can carry 20 times their body weight. Now that tells us that they are hardworking. Because they know that there is going to come a winter when they cannot walk. Remember, the Bible said that, walk while it is day. For the night cometh that no man can walk. Amen. If you want to walk for the Lord, it is now. I don't know where, if you're waiting for the time that will come, there is going to come a time where we will not be able to work. So if we want to walk for the Lord, let us walk now. Amen. Let us stop pushing it further. Amen. Saying that these things are going to come in the future. No, it is now. Amen. So what do we learn from the ants? We need to walk when it is day, when it is winter, because the summer is coming. Sorry, when it is summer, rather, because the winter is coming when we'll not be able to work. Abraham was saying here, he says, sometimes we find ourselves prone to run from work. Abraham says here, in a man running from the presence of God. He said, we don't want to work. He says, some people just think that they can make their living without working. But if I think Solomon was the one that said we could find here the answer in watching an ant, you know, a little ant. They tell me if that every ant doesn't walk and lay in, that ant doesn't eat that winter. So if the ant does not work during the summer, when it comes to winter, he will not eat. So everyone has to work. We as Christians, we have to work. We have to work for the Lord. That's why the song says, let us labor for the master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. But we need to labor for the master from the dawn to setting sun, because there's going to come a time when we will not be able to work. By the reason of old age, or by the reason of the rapture, or by the reason of the squeeze, or by the reason of something, or COVID. Amen. So number one, we said the ways of there are four things. Amen. So we look at the ant and we learn preparation. Amen. This takes a long time to go on, so I'm just going to be touching the surfaces of all this. Amen. Then we look for the conies. The conies are just like rabbits. Amen. They are so small like rabbits. And the conies, the Bible says that the conies are but a feeble folk. The conies are so feeble. I don't know how to explain the conies, but the conies are just like rabbits. They are called rock badgers. Some of them are called rock badgers. So they are just so small and feeble. But the Bible said they are so feeble, yet they make their houses in the rocks. Because they understand themselves that they are feeble, what do? They go and make their house in the rock. Why do they make their house in the rock? They make their house in the rock so that if a predator is coming to attack them, they run to the cleft of the rock and hide themselves. Because they don't have claws. They don't have a voice to roar like the lion and scare the prey and scare the predator. They don't have that. They don't also have sharp claws. So what do? They understand themselves that they are but a feeble folk. So they lay their houses in the rock so that whenever a predator is coming, the thing they do, immediately they run into the rocks and they hide themselves. The Bible says we should consider them, that they are exceeding wise. Why do we need to consider them? We are not strong. Amen. I know you think you are strong. I know. I know, even me too. I feel that way sometimes. I want to think that I'm so strong. Amen. But we are not strong. We are a people. That is why the Lord describes us as sheep. Jesus said that, I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. Amen. Therefore, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Amen. We are not a people that is strong. Our strength comes from our hiding in the rock. Amen. The rock is the rock of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ is the rock. Amen. He is the sure foundation. We should be like conies hiding in the rock. Whenever the predator is coming to attack us, we don't need to go and attack the predator. We just need to hide in the cleft of the rock. And when we are in the cleft of the rock, we will be protected. But if we want to think that we are like lions and we go to attack the predator, we'll be consumed. So what do? They hide in the cleft of the rock. Amen. The cleft of the rock is the word of God. That is why we need to hide behind the word. Amen. That is why, amen, we've not been this way before. I know some people believe in reincarnation. But even if you think that you reincarnated, which I don't think is true, but you are still living this life for the first time in this, your own reincarnation, if you think you reincarnated, which is not true though. Amen. So we have not been this way before. How do we navigate this way? It is by staying in the cleft of the rock. Remember, there are four things that are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants, they are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies, they are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rock. Now, the locust is the next one. They have no king, yet go they forth in bands. The Bible says the locust, they have no king. They have no ruler. Nobody to tell them that, come, let's do this together. Let's do this together. But the Bible says they go forth together in bands. They go forth as a unit. They go forth in togetherness. Amen. Now, I believe so many of us in Africa understand the locust. You know, and I believe so many other farmers and people around here, they understand the locust. Scientists say that the locust, they can, when they are going forth in bands, they can destroy a vegetation. They can consume and eat up a vegetation, a whole vegetation. The locust can destroy it and eat it up. Because they are going together. They are going forth as a unit. So once they are going forth as a unit, they can do so many things as they are going forth as a unit. Amen. So what does that teach us? That teaches us that we should be together. That is why the Bible said that how will the men know that you are my disciples is when you have love one for the other. We need to love each other. And we need to be there for each other. Because if we are not there for each other, then we cannot go forth in bands and conquer. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says here, the locusts are but a feeble folk, yet go forth they in bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. Amen. That is where I'm ending. The spider, if you look at the spider, you say, most people are afraid of spiders. Amen. Amen. But the spiders are in king's palaces. You know, one of the things that we don't like seeing in our house are cobwebs. Amen. You don't like seeing cobwebs. No one likes seeing them. So every time you see a cobweb, the next thing that comes to your mind is to do what? Take it down. Take it down. But when you take it down, the next day you still see cobwebs. And you're like, what is going on in this house? You take the cobwebs down, the next time you will see it. If you go to the king's palaces, you will see it. If you go to Buckingham Palace, you will see cobwebs. If you go to the prime minister of any country, if you go to the president of any country's house, you're going to see cobwebs. So the Bible said that the spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. Now listen, the spider is one of the despised creatures. People don't like spiders. But no matter whether you like them or not, you will find them in king's palaces. What does that teach us? Tenacity. It takes a great deal of tenacity for them to keep on repairing their webs. No matter what you do to the cobwebs, they will keep on repairing it. They will keep on repairing it. They will keep on repairing it. What does that tell us? If you have a need in your heart, if there is something you desire, that is, and you've checked in the word of God, that it is according to the word, what do you need to do? Keep at it. No matter the circumstance, no matter the problems you face, keep at it. Like the spiders. Sometimes you will be despised. You will be brought down. Say, we don't want you here. This place is not for you. There's nobody like you in this kind of place. Amen. But you will still find yourself in king's palaces because God has created you to be that. So sometimes you go to places, we don't need to say. No, amen. In as much as God has ordained you to be there, you will be there. People will try to bring you down, but you keep on keeping on, and you will find yourself in king's palaces. The Bible says that the gift of a man maketh room for him and bringeth him forth before kings. May the Lord bless us. So what I'm saying here in essence is that, in closing, which is that we are great people. Amen. We are the cream de la cream of the species God created. Which means that we are the highest peak of creation. We are the highest expression of God's image. Amen. But no matter how high we are, the Lord told us that there are four things that we should consider. They are so little on the earth. They are so despised on the earth. But God is telling us that He is the God of the great things, is the God of the little things. These four things, they are exceeding wise. Number one, the ants. They teach us preparation. They know that in the winter, they cannot work in the winter. So in the summer, they work. They teach us about preparation. The conies, they understand themselves. They know that they are so feeble. So because they understand their nature, that they are feeble, and we also are feeble because God describes us as sheep, not as wolves. He describes us as sheep. We are so feeble. So what do the conies do? They make their houses in the rock. The locusts, they have no king, but they go forth together in bands. And when they go forth together in bands, they can destroy a whole vegetation. And that's teaching us togetherness. And the spider, they are despised. They are not liked by anybody. Amen. But you can find them in king's palaces because of their tenacity, their consistency in rebuilding their webs. Listen, no matter how many webs that has been brought down, you can rebuild it. May the Lord bless you. Amen.